One of the things you find out when you watch television, whether it's ESPN or Outdoor Life Network or whatever, is that there's several guys that are getting some airtime that maybe don't have the best hair in the world. One comes to mind is Jay Kumar, but another guy that comes to mind is Jeff Crete. And Jeff, I got to get this first question out right away. There's a lot of discussion on who has worse hair. You or Kumar, and can you get that one out for me, who you think it does?
Well, here's the way I look at that. You know, I think probably I had worse hair, but, you know, I took a step to do something about it. I recognized that I had a problem, so I went and actually saw a surgeon named Dr. Bushwack, and, you know, I spent about $5,000 in trying to improve my hair, but, you know, Kumar can't accept the fact that he has a problem. I've given him my doctor's name, I've tried to set him up, and, you know, he better do something pretty quick. He better do that or get on the Rogaine train or something, man. He's falling fast.
Well, I gotta ask you this. You know, do you think maybe the name Dr. Bushwack might have had something to do with the fact he's a little bit timid?
I think so. You know, when I came in after I had my little hair transplant deal, and I came in, and, you know, I had to wear a do-rag for about 3 weeks, and I showed my daughter my head, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, you've been bushwhacked." So it was a pretty scary deal, but I think it would improve him. You know, I think it'd help him a lot because he's going downhill fast.
Well, I got to tell you, the recent hairstyle that we've seen is no hair at all. He's went completely to the shaved head look.
Right.
And so that's definitely unique here. We see him at Bass Fan. You know, it kind of scares us a little bit. So maybe old Dr. Bushwack will have to come into play a little bit.
Well, he needs to. You know, I thought about, you know, hey, I could be the first bald guy on the tour. You know, use that. You know, Skeet's got his bright yellow hair. You know, I could just shave mine and do all that. But now that I have my hair transplant, I got a scar on the back of my head where they take it out. So if I shave my head, it looks like I got a smiley face on the back of my head. So that's out.
Well, you know, they used to have these buttons that you pushed on these dials, and they could pull more hair out, or you could pull it back in. You guys got that same kind of deal with Dr. Bushwack?
Well, I need to, you know, what I looked at this thing as an investment. You know, I think that ESPN and things, they like guys that can wear visors. You know, and you have to highlight your hair. And if you don't have that, what are you going to do? So I thought, I've got to take some steps for this, and I got to go back for a second visit, and then there'll be no question that I've got better hair than Kumar.
Well, you look just like Elvis, and then, you know, Jay will have to go see Dr. Bushwack, and the rest will be history.
Man, I'm going to look like Fabio by the time this is all over.
Oh, man, that's scary to think about that. Well, I got to ask, you know, probably about 4 years ago or so, you and I got to meet each other, and we always laugh and kid around, talk about hair and stuff like that a lot. But, you know, you kind of went from a local angler in Ardmore, Oklahoma, to now a pro fishing the Elite Series, the Bassmaster Classic, Top Gun Championship, all those great big tournaments and stuff. And now I see you on the Bass Tech program. I see you doing all these other kind of things. And, boy, I tell you, it's a rapid incline, isn't it?
Oh, man, I tell you what, it really has been. It's been kind of a whirlwind. It's, you know, I want people to, you know who I am and all that, and I want to be – but, you know, I want to be recognized as a good fisherman too. So, you know, it's all a big package. You know, you look at some of the guys like you know, your Gerald Swindles and Skeet Reese and guys like that. You know, those are phenomenal fishermen, and they have pretty good personalities, and, you know, they're taking advantage of that.
There's no doubt that that's part of the package now, is you have to be able to present yourself. And sponsors always wanted that, but now I think with television, that's changed a lot.
Oh, I'm telling you, for sure. You know, I mean, you know, the more things you get to do and the more exposure you get, you know, obviously the more valuable you are to your sponsors. And in turn, you know, that makes for a better livelihood for your family.
Well, you know, Jeff, I guess, you know, one thing is everybody dreams of being a professional angler, but they may not know some of the hardships and some of the things you have to go through. And, you know, you have a regular job. You own a tackle store there in Ardmore and have to have kind of a regular job when you're back home and some of those kind of things. But it's not an easy road, is it?
Absolutely not. I mean, I hear a lot of times from people that, you know, they always say, you know, if I had the time or if I'd had the money, you know, I would have been a professional angler. Well, you know, if somebody wants to do it, they can do it. But, you know, with that comes a lot of sacrifice. And, you know, I've devoted pretty much my entire life to becoming a professional fisherman. And, you know, not all of it's been fun.
Well, you know, I got to ask you, you know, the television part of it's pretty neat. Now, you're kind of be kind of like a regular now on Bass Tech. And this past week, we got to see you do a little bit of four-wheeling with Gerald Swindle. Is he a maniac or what?
I tell you what, you know, I like Gerald and have known him for quite a while. And, you know, there for a while, he's kind of, you know, get a lot of grumbling about, man, he's on TV all the time, and how come he's on? I tell you what, watch him in action, and you'll see why he's on all the time. The guy's pretty smooth. He's entertaining. I mean, it's hard to keep a straight face doing one of those shows. You can't follow him. I mean, you can't try to keep up with him as far as being funny. the best thing you can do is just play off of him, because the guy is. I mean, he has more one-liners than anybody I've ever heard.
Well, and he's natural, too, with it. You know, it's not something that's put on. That's Gerald, and everybody that knows him, you know, they appreciate him for that. And, you know, the one-liners, I guess, you know, have been notorious for a lot of years, but he's also a little bit of a prankster, too, I've heard.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm trying to, half the time I'll be trying to do something, or I'm trying to say something, and he's back in the background doing this or that, and then, you know, I'll screw it all up and we'll have to redo it. But, you know, as you do more, you become more comfortable with it. And, you know, a guy like Gerald, he is a natural. You know, it's a different deal doing a something like Bass Tech than it is just filming a fishing show. You know, when you're fishing, doing a fishing show, you know, or you're fishing a tournament and they're on you, you know, you know, that's your own natural environment. But it's different when you know, you've got four different cameras on you and it's, you know, a little bit different thing like that. You know, you're kind of, to be honest with you, I'm not the handiest guy in the world. So anytime I get a power tool in my hand, I'm a little nervous, and I think everybody around me is.
Well, we got to talk a little bit about, you know, the Classic coming up. And what's that going to do? I mean, now you've got the television thing going and all that kind of stuff. Is what happens if you go in the Bassmaster Classic? What's that going to do for you?
Well, I mean, you know, I have about another week and a half of doing some shows and working some tackle shows and some boat shows for my sponsors. And then after that, it's going to be pretty much, you know, I'm going to start getting focused on the Classic. I'm really excited about going to Toho. I've been there quite a few times and had a pretty good tournament there, you know, last year about this same time of year. You know, Toho's been pretty good to me. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to really focus on it. And, I think this is one that, I feel real good about it. You know, I think that this is one that I could do well in.
You know, all estimates and the way the weather's going, I mean, we're having unbelievably warm temperatures across the country now. Fish have to be moving up and thinking about the spawn, so it could be a phenomenal. It could break all records.
It could. You know, when the record did get broke, you know, that was a unique deal. You know, it had been real cold, and then we got about six or seven really warm days, and it warmed up at night, and, the moon and the stars lined up right. That was a perfect deal. Well, you know, will we catch sacks like that? You know, I kind of hope not. But you know, it could happen. You know, it's been pretty warm there. You know, those fish, I fished a tournament on Toho one time in December, and there was actually some fish caught on bed. So, you know, that's the thing about it there. You know, they spawn. You know, they start spawning there. I think, you know, December, January, February, March, and, you know, so hopefully, I hope it's not a full-blown spawn deal. That's not really my strength.
Well, you go out there and you can catch them under any circumstance, and now you're thinking about, you know, you got the best in the world going after you, and then right after that, the week after that, you start the Elite Series, which is a big deal in itself as well.
Oh, yes. I tell you what, that Amistad tournament is the one that's going to be crazy. I went over there a couple weeks ago and practiced with a friend of mine, and we caught 74 in probably about 6 hours.
Man, oh, man.
That's going to be an awesome tournament right there.
Well, that's going to be big weights, and I think just about, you know, Don Rux is getting a lot of heat over a lot of things, but I tell you what, scheduling was not one of them, because he is doing a great job. The schedule for the Elite Series looks phenomenal.
I tell you what, it's going to be exciting. I mean, it really is. We have the mega trail this year. I mean, it's going to be there's going to be toad slinging in every tournament. I mean, you're going to have to catch some big sacks to do well in these.
Well, you know, I'm going to revert back to this question we started with, and that was the hair deal. And one thing we forgot to mention, and I know Dr. Bushwack had a lot to do with it, is there's also a lot of ugly hair pieces out
there.
Yeah.
I didn't go that route. My wife said that if I came home with a hair piece, that I was going to be in a lot of trouble.
Well, Jeff, you know, as usual, you've got all kinds of good things happening for you. And, of course, you got Dr. Bushwack working for you there, all your great sponsors. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Classic.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you there too, Terry, and I appreciate you calling, buddy.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.